Now it's time for our weekly comedy interview. And joining us, well, it's not Brad this week. He couldn't make it. So joining us is our comedian, Duncan Harris. Welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Again.
Hi, thanks for having me.
There we go.
My timing wasn't on there.
You had to turn your microphone on.
Okay.
So welcome. Can you introduce yourself?
You know, my name is Duncan Harris. I've been doing comedy about 3 years now around the Albany area. I tell mostly stories on stage. A lot about the places that I work. I'm a snowboard instructor, and I work at a ropes course, and having a lot of fun doing it.
So, what does it sound like to be in the audience of one of your shows? Like, what does?
Well, I hope it sounds like a lot of laughter.
Yeah.
You know, hopefully it's not quiet. A lot of energy. Yeah. A lot of laughing. You know, a lot of people enjoying themselves.
But what's your method of transferring a joke? There's like the short, there's the long, there's the interactive with the crowd.
So the way I kind of like structure my stories is I'll try to find if I live through something funny, you know? Like if I'm teaching and some kid says something funny to me, I try to think what's the quickest way to get to that thing. And once I've got that working on stage, you fill it out with more jokes. So it's usually just kind of a basic premise of I was at the store the other day and then boom, boom, boom. And try to get it to the jokes as quick as possible and get it to be rolling in punchlines.
So your life influences your comedy.
Yeah. It's very much kind of I was experiencing this thing and this is how I felt about it, which is it's a good kind of rule of thumb for comedy is this is what happened. Here's how I felt. That's a very Mike Birbiglia says that quite a bit in my writing. So I kind of take from everyone I can.
So how quickly, when you're experiencing out in the world, do you realize, oh, that's going to be a joke? Is it sometimes immediate, or is it like later in the car when you're replaying it in your head, you think, oh, wait, that was a good moment?
You know, it's a little of both. Sometimes something happens and you go, I don't know how, but this is going to be funny. You know, you're just not sure, but, you know, I know this is going to be good. Other times it's something that, like, you remember from being a kid. You know, I have stories about my older brother from when we were like six, of him, you know, breaking a window with a baseball one time. Didn't think that was funny in the moment. It was pretty scary because we got in trouble because he broke a window. That being said, you know, 15, 20 years later, I've made it into a funny story. So
kids are pretty like just unfiltered in their commentary. And you said that you teach snowboarding, and in the summer you do zip lining, right?
Yes, I work at a ropes course.
All right, so how much of your material is based on these young people that you teach?
Quite a bit. I mean, if you were to ask Brad, he'd probably say more than it should be. But, you know, I just find, especially with kids, anything a kid says is funny. It's always funny when a kid says it. You know, one of the earliest jokes I ever wrote is that I look like a stick figure who got his wish to be a real boy. Right?
Based on a real story?
No, it's just something I wrote.
Oh, okay.
But I would do it and it would do okay. And then when I started changing the joke to be, you know, I was teaching this 5-year-old the other day and randomly he looks up at me and he says, you know, you look like a figure, you know, stick figure, get us which we boy. All of a sudden it's hitting bigger because put it into a kit. So oftentimes it'll be something that's sort of based in reality that I then take and go, how can I make this the funniest version of itself?
So what influenced you to become a comedian in the first place?
I don't know. I've always really liked comedy. I think my parents showed me Saturday Night Live a bit too early. The first episode of Saturday Night Live or anything that I watched that was SNL was season one, episode one, which was hosted by George Carlin. Don't freak out. But, you know, he had to do it live, and so he does stand-up for, he just probably 20 minutes over the episode, and it's all on baseball versus football. Whoa. Which were all jokes I was able to do to my friends. Although it was fun to bring that up around my friends' parents and watch them freak out thinking I was going in 7 dirty words. And then I'd be like, you know, baseball is played in the park. And just Carlin jokes like that. But I fell in love with it immediately. And since then, I've wanted to do it.
So the being a former teacher, I just think of like that performance in front of the young kids. How has that helped you or changed your stage presence?
I think it gives me, for sure, confidence of being able to, you know, I teach a 6-hour snowboarding lesson to groups of children. Probably the largest group I ever had is about 14 8-year-olds, I think was the biggest group I ever had. They're not that big these days. We've refined the program. You only get like 8 or 9 kids. But, you know, I get them at 9:30. I have them until 3 o'clock. You got to hold their attention all day. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't spend the whole day going, these are the fundamentals of how to make a wide radius turn on your, you know, you got to make it fun. And so you just kind of figure out, well, after I talk to them for the first few minutes of the day, try to get their vibe, figure out what kind of jokes they like, what are they interested in, and keep them going like that. And I think that's helped me on stage, read the vibe of the room and quickly go, all right, these are the things that are going to work. You guys didn't like that. I probably shouldn't do this other bit.
And just like reading the room of adults or like, you know, a performance, how like how quickly are you able to read what's going on and kind of pivot? Do you have like different sources of material where you're like, oh, this bit isn't working, but this is, you know, often if a crowd doesn't like this one, they're going to like this one. So let me kind of look in this direction.
Yeah, there are certain things. If I know I've got something that's a bit of a, let's say, bigger swing comedically later in my set, there'll be jokes that I'm using as kind of testers where I go, all right, this joke kind of goes into a topic. I think I've gotten away with it, but I'm going to do these other jokes that are a little softer up front. And if they're not liking that, then sometimes you go, oh, okay, I'm going to do something different than that big swing. I work on that a little more. On the other side, sometimes you've got a crowd that's giving you some chuckles and maybe a laugh, but you're like, I think I got to work a little harder, and you can kind of lean into a joke more or something to try to build a bigger reaction.
So you've been part of the Albany scene for a while.
Mm-hmm.
How is the Albany scene different from like the New York City scene or the LA scene or the Philadelphia scene?
The main difference is going to be size and availability. You know, we have a smaller city and there's fewer clubs, so there's less club space. That being said, where we've been able to mitigate that, I think, quite well in Albany is we have a bunch of different open mics throughout the week. Starting next week, we'll be up to 8 in a week. You know, that's 40 minutes of stage time, which is quite a lot. And I do think, having friends who have gone out and done mics in other cities and whatnot, I think that Albany has quite a good scene. We've got a bunch of comics that are really getting good, and it's a growing scene, so it's really exciting to be a part of.
And including the open mic on Monday at McAddy's that you're going to be at.
Yes, I host that mic every week. It's a whole lot of fun.
Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Hosting an open mic is super exciting. You got two basic things going on that I really like. On the one hand, it's an open mic. Anyone can sign up. You have no idea how good or how bad some of the acts are going to be. On the other side, like I said, we have a bunch of comedians in the area that are really getting good, and so it's really exciting to watch them develop new bits and develop into, hopefully, the next generation of professional comedians.
Can you just, like, is there some adjectives to describe what the Albany scene is? Is there, like, something unique about the scene that we have here? Or I should say Albany Capital Region.
Yeah. I think it's kind of how diverse it is. We don't have a set style in Albany. Everyone is very, very different. You know, you go to New York City, it's going to be a lot of fast, quick, punchy comedy. You go out to LA, is where you get more stories, a little slower, a little more kind of winding and whimsical. In Albany, we've got one-liner comedians, we've got roast comics, we've got storytellers, dark comics, happy comics, you know, really sweet, innocent comics. So, you know, you come to an Albany show and it's going to be you could get anything. You have no idea, which is the really exciting thing about Albany comedy.
And sounds like there's quite a lot of it. Did you say there's, what? How much did you say there's per week?
Starting next week, we've just added some more. There'll be 8 open mics. So we'll have the one open mic on Mondays. Tuesday nights is going to be, actually right now at Son of Egg in Albany. They're doing it. I'll be going there right after this. That's actually where I'm going to run to. Next week at 9 p.m. on Wolf's Beer Garden in Albany, we're going to start hosting a mic there. Wednesday nights Stacks here in Troy, Thursday nights at Lark Tavern and at Local 217, and Friday nights in Saratoga. So it's Sunday nights at Lark Tavern as well. We do multiples there. But there's like I said, it's a lot of shows, which for the comedians means we get a lot of stage time, and the more stage time you get, the better you get.
Beautiful.
So where can people find more information on you?
You can find me on Instagram at Duncan Comedy Guy. If you'd like to know information on my shows, I post a lot up there. And if you're looking for Albany comedy information, our Instagram page, Albany Comedy, has all sorts of information on local shows, local mics, that kind of stuff.
Great. Anything that we forgot to ask in this last 30 seconds that we should know about you or about the scene here?
Other than the scene is really funny, and so am I.
Wonderful.
And you'll be You'll be next Monday night at the open night at McAddy's.
McAddy's Pub in Troy, 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
Duncan Harris, what a pleasure to have you on Hudson Mohawk Magazine. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.